I've spent the last couple of days with Christian Aid's partner Reach visiting some of the informal camps for Syrian refugees around Sulaymaniyah in Kurdish Iraq. I think it's really easy to think that because the Syrian conflict has been in the news for so long, that anyone who's going to arrive in refugee camps will have already done so. But actually, we met lots of people who've arrived in the last week. People are arriving with nothing. They might well have been well off before the conflict, but they've seen their homes destroyed, anything they had may have been taken from them. And then what they've left with, any little piece of money, has been taken to pay to cross the border or for cars from the border. And many people will have had to borrow lots and lots of money, which they'll ultimately have to pay back to get there. So people are arriving to these informal camps, and they're sleeping on cold concrete floors, and they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. They haven't been able to carry lots of clothes or the things they need to keep clean. So people really told me that the psychological impact of living like that day by day was really wearing on them. So I think the support that they're receiving from Reach, who've been providing sanitation kits in the last few days, that's really simple things like washing powder, toothpaste, soap, they're seeing that as really important. People are telling me how it's building their self-esteem up a little bit each time they receive something like that, and they know they can look after themselves and they can look after their children. But ultimately, the thing that seemed to be really getting to people was not knowing what the future holds, not knowing if they're ever going to be able to go back to Syria, if they're going to be able to provide for their children next week, next month. And I think that's just something which will stick with me, because there really doesn't seem to be an end in sight on that question.